Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're going to dive into episode 7.3 of the Missing Piece series. It's called When Fat Melts, Feelings Rise. We talk a lot about the physical changes that happen when you're losing weight.
Right.
And those are great.
Absolutely.
But what about all the emotional stuff that can come up?
Yeah, you know, we spend so much time focusing on the outward changes, how our clothes fit, how we look in the mirror.
Right.
But what we don't always realize is that losing weight can bring up a whole bunch of feelings, and sometimes they're not what you expect.
Yeah, and sometimes they're really hard.
Yeah, for sure. So today we're gonna dive into that a little bit.
Yeah.
Talk about why this happens, and more importantly, what you can do about it.
I love that.
Huh.
So why does this happen? Why is it that when we lose weight, we sometimes have all these unexpected feelings come up?
Well, one of the reasons is that for some people, excess weight can actually act as a form of protection, both physically and emotionally. You know, it's like we build up this armor around ourselves, and as that armor starts to change, it's only natural to feel a little exposed or even kind of overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And as you start to lose weight, it's like those shields start to come down and you're kind of facing the world in a new way.
And that can be scary.
It can be very scary.
Yeah.
So today we're going to talk about five key strategies that you can use to build emotional resilience as you go through this process.
Okay, I love that. So we're not just going to talk about why it happens. We're going to give you some actual tools that you can use.
Exactly. We're going to equip you to navigate this new terrain.
Love it. Okay, so strategy number one, what is it?
Strategy number one is all about creating what we call an emotional safety net.
Okay.
And think of this as like assembling a team of support and resources that are specifically tailored to your emotional needs.
So it's not just like the people in your life who are like, yay, you're losing weight, good job.
Right. It's more than that.
It's more about like, who are the people who can support you through the tough emotional stuff?
Exactly. The people you can call when you're feeling overwhelmed or you just need to process something.
Yeah.
So how do you create this emotional safety net? Well, the first step is to identify one or two trusted confidants.
Okay.
These are your go-to people, the ones who just get it.
Yeah, those ride or die friends.
Exactly.
Okay, so we got our ride or die friends. What else?
Next up, professional support. So consider setting up regular check-ins with a therapist or a counselor who specializes in body image and weight loss.
So someone who really understands the unique challenges that come with this journey.
Exactly. They can provide expert guidance as you navigate these emotional waters.
Okay, so we got our friends, we got a therapist.
Yeah.
What else can we do to build this emotional safety net?
Another great option is to join a support group that focuses specifically on the emotional aspects of weight loss.
Oh, yeah, because it can be so isolating to feel like you're the only one going through this.
Right. And connecting with others who are going through similar experiences can be incredibly validating and empowering.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, so support group's a great idea. What else?
And finally, and this is a really important one, create an emergency contact list for those moments when you're feeling completely overwhelmed.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Like, have a list of people you can reach out to for immediate support. It can be a real game changer in those tough moments.
I love that.
Okay.
Okay, so we built our emotional safety net. What's next?
So next, we are going to talk about tuning into the connection between your emotions and your body.
Ooh. Okay.
Have you ever noticed how, like, your body physically reacts when you're feeling intense emotions?
Oh, yeah, big time.
And for some people, it might be their chest or their shoulders or their breathing.
Yeah.
It's different for everyone, but learning to recognize and work with these physical responses is key to managing those emotions effectively.
Okay, so what can we do about that?
Well, one technique that we recommend is called the 333 method.
Okay.
And it's a really simple but powerful way to ground yourself in the present moment and interrupt that stress response.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me about the 333 method.
All right. So first, you name three physical sensations you're experiencing right now in this moment. It could be anything. Tightness in your chest, racing heart, feeling your feet on the ground.
So you're just bringing awareness to what's happening in your body.
Exactly.
Okay.
Then you engage in three physical actions.
Okay.
So these could be things like shoulder rolls, gentle stretches, taking a few deep breaths.
You're actually like moving your body, interrupting that stress response.
Exactly.
Okay, two down. What's the third three?
And then the third step is to create three points of physical comfort.
Okay.
So this could be wrapping yourself in a warm blanket, holding a stress ball, using a weighted blanket, anything that feels soothing and grounding to you.
So it's like you're going from recognizing the physical sensations to actually calming the body down.
Exactly.
Okay, I love that.
It helps you regain a sense of control and manage those intense emotions in a more tangible way.
Okay, so we got our emotional safety net in place.
Yeah.
We got the 333 method for managing those physical responses.
What's next?
All right, so now we're going to talk about emotional replacement planning. And this is the idea that we all have coping mechanisms, especially when it comes to food and weight. But sometimes those mechanisms aren't serving us in a healthy way.
Right. So it's not about like denying those feelings or pretending they don't exist. It's about finding healthier ways to cope.
Exactly. So instead of turning to food or other unhealthy habits when you're feeling emotional, we're going to create what we call an emotional first aid kit.
An emotional first aid kit. What goes in there?
Well, think about the things that bring you comfort or support, the things that you might have sought from food in the past. So, for example, if you're looking for physical comfort, you might include things like a soft robe, compression clothing, or even something like self-massage.
Okay, so it's about recreating those feelings of being held or comforted in a healthy way.
And if you're feeling the need for protection, you might designate safe spaces in your home. This could be a cozy corner with soft blankets, a specific chair, a room where you can just be alone and decompress.
Ah, so like a mini retreat right in your own home.
Exactly.
I love that. Okay, so what about when you're looking for something to soothe yourself? What would you suggest for that?
In that case, you might add things like a playlist of calming music, some guided meditations, mm-hmm. or even just watching a familiar movie that always makes you feel good.
So soothing sounds, mindful moments, feel good flicks.
Exactly.
I like it. What about when you need a boost of confidence? What would you put in your emotional first aid kit for that?
That's when you break out the power poses.
Uh-huh.
No, but seriously, having affirmation cards, confidence boosting photos, or anything that reminds you of your strength and capabilities can be incredibly helpful.
So it's like having visual reminders of your own awesomeness.
Exactly.
I love it. Okay, so we got our emotional first aid kit stocked and ready to go.
Let's move on to those final two strategies.
These are my favorites.
Ooh, okay, lay them on me.
All right, so strategy number four is called the gradual exposure technique.
Ooh, that sounds fancy.
It's not as complicated as it sounds.
Okay.
It's all about intentionally facing situations that might feel a little emotionally challenging now that you have less physical protection.
Okay.
So instead of avoiding those situations, you're actually going to lean into them in a planned and systematic way.
So it's like dipping your toes in the water instead of just jumping in head first.
Exactly. It's like a dress rehearsal for real life.
Okay.
So the first step is to make a list of situations that might trigger those feelings of vulnerability.
Okay. So what kind of situations are we talking about here? Give me some examples.
Well, it really varies from person to person, but some common ones are things like social gatherings, dating, or even just wearing certain types of clothing.
Yeah, things that maybe you felt more comfortable doing when you had that extra physical protection.
Exactly.
Okay, so we got our list.
Now you're going to rate them from least to most challenging.
Okay.
So you're not jumping into the deep end right away. You're starting with something that feels a little bit easier.
Makes sense.
And then you're going to gradually expose yourself to those situations while using the coping tools that we've already talked about.
Oh, so we're bringing in our emotional safety net, our 333 method,
yeah.
Our emotional first aid kit.
Exactly. You got it.
Okay. And then what?
And then the key here is to debrief with your support system afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Talk about what worked, what didn't, and how you can refine your approach for next time.
So it's continuous process of learning and adapting.
Exactly. And with practice, you'll find yourself feeling more and more confident in those situations that might have felt daunting before.
Okay. I love that. So now for the grand finale, strategy number five.
All right. Strategy number five is called the emotional time travel technique.
This sounds really interesting.
It's a powerful way to process challenging emotions and gain a deeper understanding of your journey.
I'm ready. Let's time travel.
All right. So we're going to start in the past.
Okay.
Take some time to write a letter to your younger self, the one who might have needed that extra physical protection.
Oh, that's a really cool idea. It's like acknowledging that part of yourself and understanding why that protection was necessary at that time.
Exactly.
Okay, then what?
Then we shift to the present moment.
Okay.
And you're going to document how your needs have evolved. What are you seeking now that you might not have needed or been able to access before?
So it's about recognizing how far you've come and how your needs have changed along the way.
Exactly.
Okay. And then where does our time machine take us next?
Finally, we journey to the future. Visualize yourself feeling emotionally secure without that physical armor. What does that look and feel like? What are you doing? Who are you with?
Wow. So we're creating a vision of a future where we feel strong and confident in our own skin.
Exactly. And that's the power of this technique. It helps you connect with your past, understand your present, and create a roadmap for a future where you feel empowered and resilient.
Okay, so we've got all five strategies. Any tips for actually putting these into action?
Well, first of all, don't try to do everything at once.
Yeah.
Pick one strategy that really resonates with you.
Okay.
And start there.
Okay, one step at a time.
Yeah, and as you start to experiment with these different strategies, pay attention to what works best for you.
Okay.
What helps you when you're feeling anxious might be different from what you need when you're feeling sad or overwhelmed.
So it's really about personalizing it, figuring out what works for you.
Exactly.
Okay, any other tips?
Yeah, this is a big one. Practice these strategies during calm
Oh, that's
moments.
a good idea.
It's much easier to access them when you're in the middle of a tough situation if you've already kind of rehearsed them a little bit.
Yeah, practice makes progress or something like that.
Exactly.
Okay, what else?
And lastly, don't be afraid to share your experiences with others.
Oh,
You
yeah.
know, your insights and discoveries might be exactly what someone else needs to hear.
So true. It's all about supporting each other.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one thing you want our listeners to remember?
It's so common to experience these emotional ups and downs during weight loss.
Yeah.
And it's okay to feel those feelings. It
Yes.
doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. In
Absolutely.
fact, it's a sign that you're really engaging in this process.
Yeah.
And remember, the goal isn't to eliminate vulnerability altogether. It's about learning to navigate it with confidence and compassion.
I love that. It's not about being perfect. It's about building resilience.
Exactly.
So well said. To all our listeners out there, keep stepping forward with confidence. You've got this.
Bye, everyone.